It stands as alongside any other part of the country in terms of the kind of the structure, the rich and diverse structure of city farms and community gardens, as well as kind of wild spaces and parks. So I think it is something that we really should kind of celebrate. Also, I think if green spaces and therapeutic horticulture, whatever you call it, eco-psychology, it's all on kind of spectrum, a whole range of activities. If it is to play a part in creating a kind of healthier society and in the information that you might have picked up, society faces huge challenges in terms of physical health and mental health. I think it's important that there is a foundation, that the work we do is based on a foundation of good, solid evidence. That's why I would have been delighted to introduce Rachel Bragg. Unfortunately, at 10 to 5 on Friday afternoon, she rang me and said that due to a family medical emergency, she was no longer able to come, which is a great disappointment. But and I'm afraid you've got me to step in with something, certainly a presentation that I've kind of used before, it does make some references to evidence. But Rachel Bragg, in terms of representing Essex University, the breadth and depth of evidence that they have established is quite impressive. Perhaps on another occasion we could get up here to share some of that. After Paul's presentation and then mine, there'll be an opportunity then for brief kind of questions, and then there'll be a break, coffee break in the mezzanine bar. And then after the break, just a snapshot really of some of the sort of local projects who wanted to share some of the things that were going on. So I want to emphasise this doesn't represent all of this kind of sector, if you like. But I think there's some fantastic photographs, films, and there's a real sort of cause to kind of celebrate some of the things that are going on in Nottingham and Nottinghamshire. At the end of those three presentations, I'm kind of delighted to have Stephen Willett, who is the clinical lead in drug and alcohol services, and Dr. Marcus Bicknell is the lead commissioner in terms of mental health commissioning. So it's really good to have them on board with us. So when I get this working again, I'll hand over to Paul Elliott. Okay, thank you.